clearly enjoying this way more than I should. I'm loving this. I am.
Yacht Rock Wednesday?
Until I started doing the show, I didn't even know that Yacht Rock was a thing, and now I proudly embrace the fact that I am a Yacht Rock fan. I'm apparently that guy.
Steal away.
I am a Yacht Rock fan that lives in downtown Denver. I would guess most Yacht Rock fans probably live in the suburbs.
Yeah, we have a yacht club.
What? Why does any place in Colorado have a yacht club?
It's not a large yacht club.
Who has a yacht? Nobody. Nobody has a yacht.
Well, they got some paddle boats.
Yeah, that's not. Then it's a paddle boat club.
Well, they got. They got some bigger ones. They got a few pontoon boats, and they got a, you know, the people who live on the water. They have their own boats.
That's
sometimes.
Like. What body of water in Colorado is large enough to have your house back up to a dock on the water of a lake? Like, how big is this lake? It's like people who have sailing boats. I heard this talked about today, too. People who have sailing boats at Cherry Creek Reservoir.
Yeah? What about it?
Why? What's the point?
To go back and forth?
It's a tiny lake compared to an actual body of water
okay.
that you would need a sailboat for.
Okay, but it's here. I always, my wife loves going there because she likes the beach. And I tell her, that's not really a beach. And she's like, it's close enough for me. Get in the car.
You guys really go there?
Sometimes.
Really?
Well, we go to Aurora sometimes, the Aurora Reservoir. We have a friend who has a boat. The only problem is motor.
Yeah.
Solar. He has a solar motor.
That makes no sense. I don't get that.
So it's solar.
Yeah.
So it runs on sun.
Yeah, but
and it goes about 2 miles an hour.
Okay, why wouldn't he just get a regular motor?
He's trying to save the planet.
Oh, please. One motor's not going to destroy the planet.
One solar motor certainly won't destroy the planet.
It certainly won't save it either. But that's a conversation for another time. I used to go to Cherry Creek Reservoir when I was a kid. But
listen, it's not the ocean.
I don't like the ocean either.
But see, we're mountain folk.
Yeah. I will go to the mountains, and I will jump around and frolic in a stream. But I don't necessarily need to go.
And that's why there's a rise in Sasquatch said.
Yes, I'm frolicking in mountain streams. If I'm going on a lake, it's probably going to be in a canoe, and I'm fishing.
Okay.
Well, I do like going out on the lake in a canoe. But there's a reason for a canoe. I paddle myself out there. I'm in the middle of the lake. I can fish. I'm not going to get a sailboat for Colorado. I don't get it.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
I don't know. Why?
Why not? What about a raft? Would you do a rubber raft?
Yeah, I'd do a rubber raft. Because then I'd have to actually do something. Like, I don't know if on a sailboat you actually, like, you'll put up your sails and then you'll sail across Cherry Creek Reservoir in like 3 minutes and then you got to turn around.
Okay, but...
And you just do that all day, just back and forth all day. That sounds mind-numbingly boring.
Do you know what sounds mind-numbingly boring to a lot of people?
Fishing.
Taking into a canoe to a middle of a lake and then fishing all by yourself.
Fair enough. I don't fish by myself.
Do you know what else is boring?
What?
All this Rockies winning.
That's never boring. It's not boring. Watching the game tonight, I like... Billboards, I do. But Tyler Chatwood was pitching tonight, and he kept calling Tyler Chatwood Chatty.
Well, that's his nickname.
It's an awful nickname.
Ty Chatty.
That's an awful nickname.
Well, I didn't give it to him.
Somebody needs to get him a better nickname. Someone needs to get a better nickname. Because Chatty, that's not going to work. Like, I don't want the Rockies to be in the World Series and Joe Buck being like, now here comes Tyler Chatwood. His teammates and friends call him Chatty. Chatty's up. He's had a great season today. Chatty is really dominating these New York Yankees. Chatty is just giving up another home run.
We can call him Seawood.
Okay, that's almost as bad.
Why?
Seawood.
How about Woody?
No, see. I might go with Woody.
Woodchuck?
No.
Come on, Chuckwood?
No.
How about this for a nickname? Stop pitching gems every third day and start pitching gems every day.
a bit long.
Okay, you could.
It's a bit long.
Then it would be like S P G E.
You can try to get that acronym all. Hey, swoops. I might go with Woody.
Okay.
Seawood is just like what everyone else does in the NBA now. It's like, hey, it's like Kevin Durant. Some are like, hey, it's K Durant or K Dur. And I'm like, no, his nickname is the Slim Reaper, and that is awesome.
Kevin, I never heard that.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I've never heard that. That's a good one.
It's the Slim Reaper.
So after the Twins shut out the Rockies on May 18th in the second half of that doubleheader, the Rockies scored 12 runs, 8 runs in a loss, 6 runs in a win, 8 runs in a win, 8 runs. Oops, I just went.
It doesn't matter. I don't know who you're trying to convince of something.
No, I'm just saying today is so in 8 runs, and then 7 runs.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Listen, what is so fun about this is it's just, this is uncharted. This is why all Rockies fans are freaked out. This is totally uncharted territory for us. We've never been here before.
Watched our team go to the World Series. So we've experienced success before.
Okay, so you realize that we didn't win our division.
Yeah, I know, and they probably won't win the division this year either.
We had to go an extra game to get in. We had to actually win 20 of 21 in order just to get into the playoffs and then just kept winning.
Yeah. They won 20 of 21.
Yes.
So, yes, we have experienced a team go on a tear.
Yes, but what I'm saying is we've never had a start like this.
No.
Charlie Blackmon, the fastest leadoff hitter ever in the history of baseball to get 40 RBIs, the earliest anyone who's ever played in the starting position has ever had 40 RBIs in a season.
Put him in the Hall of Fame. Do it right now.
No, I'm not saying put him in the Hall of Fame. I'm saying that's a pretty cool stat.
It's meaningless. It's a meaningless stat.
Oh, okay. Well, it's baseball.
All of these stats are meaningless.
Listen, if we're going to
talk... And it feels like you're trying to convince us of something. Listen, we all love this. We're all excited.
As the Jose Cuervo commercial tells me, tomorrow's overrated. So enjoy your team.
And we are. We're enjoying the team. We don't need you to hammer us over the head with these stats that don't really mean anything, because guaranteed, they're going to lose. They're going to have a losing streak.
Oh, don't get me started on my war. Don't get me started on war.
They're going to have a losing streak.
And the whips. Oh, I picked your head up with that one, huh?
No, we don't. I know. Walk to hits, innings pitched. War wins above replacement. I get it. We just don't. We're enjoying the moment. We're just not pronouncing. I still don't think they win the division. I still don't think the Rockies will win the division. We have the best start ever in the Rockies' history, and the best we can do is 2 games above Arizona and the Dodgers.
Arizona, put up your Indian braids.
So there's a very good chance the Rockies won't win the division this year either, and it's okay. It's okay.
No.
They'll make the playoffs.
Pessimistic panda.
That's not pessimism.
Poopy pants.
They have to do it first before anyone can believe in them, and they have never done it. So you want to prove me wrong, Rockies? Go win the division for the first time in 25 years. Then I can believe it'll happen.
Baby, come back.
Great song. You're killing it back there, Alex.
Copeland experience.
Killing it.
We'll be right back. You can blame it all.